It's time to tune in for Eye of the Tigers. I'm your co-host, Peyton.
And I'm your co-host, Caitlin. And we are here to talk about all things athletics, academics, and truly anything under the sun.
Let's get it started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Eye of the Tigers.
Yes.
We're here with another episode. So since award season, like celebrity award season, has come and gone, we have decided to do an episode surrounding Grammys, Oscars, all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay, so Caitlin, did you watch either the Grammys or the Oscars this year?
Okay, so I watched a bit of the Oscars.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like studying for my French exam while having that on in the background.
I feel like that's such a good like background thing to have when you're doing work.
Yeah.
Because like you low-key don't need to pay attention for most of it, but it's kind of fun.
Yeah. No, like most of the content that I got to see was like on Instagram Reels.
Yeah. No, I've been getting a lot of videos on TikTok of Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande's performance of Defying Gravity.
Oh my Atlanta.
And I was like, yeah.
And you know what's the worst about it? It's like they give us this beautiful performance and then they don't win anything.
Bro. Don't even get me started on the fact that Wicked did not win anything.
I know!
Because that movie, like, actually, like, altered me as a person. And I just, like, I'm just disappointed for them, man.
Yeah.
I really am.
I mean, everything about it, the set design, costuming.
They did win for costumes, and they won for production design.
That's good,
Which I think was very much deserved. But I was very surprised they didn't win anything else.
Because there's a category for, like, soundtrack, right?
Yes.
In the movie, they didn't win that.
It might not be. I feel like maybe it wasn't eligible to be nominated because it wasn't, like, an original soundtrack. I do think it was nominated for original score, but it didn't win.
Okay. Yeah.
But, like, how did Ariana or Cynthia not win
right?
an Oscar? Like,
I know.
Let's be honest, guys.
They did so good.
I'm livid. And especially because I feel like Wicked was such a, like, cultural phenomenon.
100%.
And, like, so many women related to it. Like, it reminded me a lot of a Barbie movie, and, like,
I was literally just about to say that.
The way that people rallied around it.
Yeah.
And then it didn't win.
Yeah.
And I was like, bruh. I mean, granted, I didn't really see any of the other movies that were nominated for stuff.
Yeah.
But there's no way they were better than Wicked. Like, I'm sorry. Like, they weren't.
Well, the one musical, I think it's called, like, Amelia Perez. I know that one has had a lot of backlash.
Yeah.
Like, a lot.
It's been all over my For You page.
Uh-huh.
Because people have been, like, comparing it.
Yes!
And I've just been like, oh.
But they picked, like, the weirdest parts of the musical.
Yeah.
So I'm like, is that really how the whole thing is? I haven't seen it all. So if I were to watch it, I'd probably be like, this song is kind of good.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It's pretty interesting. It's been interesting seeing all the beef, like, all the people throwing out their opinions.
Yeah, bro. You didn't deserve Cynthia and Ariana's Performance Academy. You did it. Yeah. Take it back.
right? Oh, my Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, I also, animated film. I wasn't, like, super up to date with all of them, but I did watch The Wild Robot on the plane while we were in Australia.
Yes.
And I
did the same
thing. I was literally ugly crying on the plane.
Like, I was close to crying.
I was ugly crying. Like, it was bad. And so I didn't see the movie that won, but I was very bummed that Wild Robot didn't win because I was like, this movie like made me feel things I've never felt before.
Yes. And it had a stacked
cast. Who was in it?
Kit Connor, Pedro Pascal.
Pedro Pascal was in it?
Pedro Pascal was the fox.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember who else there was.
I feel like they always, like, animated movies like that always are just, like, every A-list actor, but I'm really bad with voices, so, like, I have no idea who any of them are.
Yeah. Okay, so, Catherine O'Hara.
Okay.
She was in it, that's the girl from, like, Beetlejuice, Home Alone.
I definitely know the name, could tell you what the face looks like.
Here, I'll show you.
Okay.
Right here. I have it pulled up on my phone.
Okay, yeah. I really don't recognize any of these names, I'm going to be so honest.
What?
But I'm also really bad with celebrities.
Oh, okay.
So, okay. I know Pedro Pascal.
Yes.
Love He'd be Pedro eating Pascal. That sandwich on TikTok.
Oh, my goodness. All of his SNL skits are hilarious, by the way.
Okay.
Like,
I don't think I've seen one.
You need to look up Pedro Pascal SNL.
Okay.
He is, like, hilarious.
Yeah.
You also need to watch The Last of Us. He's in that, and you will fall in love with him even more.
Okay.
Obviously.
Okay.
So, and then Kit Connor, I was introduced to him with Heartstopper. So
okay. Haven't seen that either.
10 out of 10. He was also in Elton John. He was like the child Elton John.
Okay.
But absolutely adore Kit Connor. So, yeah, I was like, I love this cast and I need to watch this movie.
Yeah.
And cast and movie were just amazing.
Yeah. My parents recommended it to me, like, I want to say in like November, because they went and saw it. And I was like, okay, like, I'll watch it when I have the chance. But, I mean, school is just so busy all the time. Like, I don't really have the time to sit down. Mm-hmm. So we were on the plane, and Qantas had, like, the little screens and, like, all the movies. Yes. And I saw Wild Robot, and I was like, okay, like, this is my opportunity. And I think I really should have picked a different opportunity to watch that movie, because I was literally sitting there just, like, tears streaming down my face. I was like, this is, like, the most emotional experience of my entire life. Like, mm-hmm. Why is this children's movie making me cry like this? Like, yes, bruh.
But that's how it is, dude. All the time. Coco.
Oh, my God.
What are the other ones?
Big Hero 6.
Big Hero 6.
That one gets me every time.
That one's really good. I remember, this is like a fever dream. It was after a really long softball tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, going into Sunday. We got back home at like 1 in the morning. Had to wake up at 5 for like an 8 a.m.
As one does.
And Brave was on Disney.
Yeah.
And my sister and I, we used to sleep in our living room.
Mm-hmm.
So I was chilling on the couch, watching TV, Brave turns on. And I'm like, I have to stay up because I'm just like so intrigued by Brave. And it makes me cry at 3 a.m. or something. I'm like, I have to wake up in 3 hours.
You're like, well,
so
here we are.
Yeah. I mean, I've watched that again. I didn't cry. I think it was really just, you know, that moment in time. I was just really feeling
like
the feels.
Sometimes, like, it's, yeah, like, it's not the movie itself. It's, like, the memory associated with it and just, like, where you are in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, what the, like, why am I crying at this?
Yeah.
Like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just gotta let it out.
Mm-hmm. So, talking about movies that make you cry, I was assigned this movie called Lady Bird.
Okay.
Which you've probably seen it, maybe.
I've heard, of, heard it, of it, but okay. I have never seen it.
So
sorry.
So I'd never seen it before either, before what, 3 days ago, and okay. I had to watch it for my comp class.
Is Timothée Chalamet in that?
Timothée okay. Chalamet's in it. He's one of the not so cool guys though. Oh. Like you don't like him by the end. But I was looking up the awards it got. It got a Golden Globe Award for Best Motion Picture.
Okay.
Did
it win Oscar for Best Picture? I feel like it might have.
To see.
Is that Greta Gerwig?
I think so. Yes.
Okay.
So, yes, she directed it. And let me tell you, I was literally sobbing,
dude,
at the end. It made me cry so much. I was like, ah. So that one was a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved it. Just the relationships, the dynamics, and, you know, having this, like, female gaze, it was so different from all the other movies we've watched so far, because they've been specifically male gaze.
Oh. And, like, what class is this for? French?
It's my communication class, Foundations of Communication.
Oh, yes, you were telling me about this.
It's taught through film.
Okay.
So I'm able to analyze these films through the readings that we have.
Dude, that's fire.
So I'm able to understand these more, like, peculiar movies, and it literally made me cry, and I was like, what even? So, yeah, I wanted to pop that in real fast.
Okay.
But
I think the movie, like, my family was having this discussion a while ago, and we were, like, creating a Monopoly board of, like, sad movies.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for me, my boardwalk is Hachi. Hachi
oh.
is absolutely the saddest movie I have ever watched, and
I've
I think it's...
It.
So, it's a dog movie,
uh-huh.
but at the end, the human dies and not the dog. So then you just have to watch the dog be sad.
Oh, no.
Which is somehow worse than the dog dying.
Was it animated by the people who made Coraline?
No, it's not animated. It's live action.
It's live action?
Yeah, it's terrible. Like, genuinely, like, my brother, he's not a big crier, and towards the end of the movie, all of a sudden he goes like, it got me! And then he
oh.
just starts sobbing, and I was like, oh my God. Like, my family was down for the count after we watched this. It's so good, though. Like, it is such a good movie, but you gotta, like, really gear up for it, because you will be in shambles for, like, the next week after watching it.
Oh, my Lanta.
Yeah. Would recommend, though.
Yeah, send me the information.
It was used to be on Netflix. I don't know if it still is, but
okay, I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, I do love me some Hachi.
Yes. is. Yeah, I've never heard of that ever.
It's so good.
So, okay. Talking about the Grammys.
Yes.
Something that just popped into my head, and I wanted to see if you've seen similar. So, did you see all the, like, Billie Eilish Instagram reels or TikToks?
No, I just know that Billie Eilish didn't win anything, and yeah. I was like, what are we doing?
So, I saw, like, so many things, and it was so sad because it was showing Billie Eilish, and she was, like, tearing up. And I don't know if it was, like, specifically picked.
Yeah.
But, yeah, everyone was like, why didn't she win anything?
I was so surprised.
That is so real. Like, I loved her last album.
I was so surprised she didn't win. I thought 100%, like, I would have died on this hill that Birds of a Feather was going to win Song of the Year.
It literally had, like, the most streams on Spotify.
Yeah, and I also just, like, I don't think they usually vote based on streams and popularity, because Song of the Year is a songwriting category, but, like, objectively, of all of the songs in that list, Birds of a Feather was the best songwriting. Like, mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, Billie. And, like, I'm not, like, a huge Billie fan, but I know this was, like, the first album she created, like, without her brother, for the most part, I think. Wow. Yeah. And so, like, her not winning anything, like, was probably so shattering.
Yeah.
Because, like,
just, like, how much
she made it mostly on her own, I think. I could be wrong, but I was like, oh, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, obviously, Taylor not winning anything, like, actually made me so upset.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that the Tortured Poets Department did not win a single Grammy, like, are you kidding me? Like, what are we doing? And, like, I mean, I'm obviously saying that as, like, a biased Swiftie, but, like, genuinely, yeah. That album is a masterpiece. Like, it is so good. And the fact that it did not win a single thing, like, I just, I was mad.
You're ready to sue.
Bruh, Kendrick Lamar won 5 Grammys with a diss track, and the Tortured Poets Department
right?
didn't win a single one.
Right?
Are we kidding?
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
well, because album of the year was Beyoncé.
Yeah.
And then...
Don't even get me started on that. I was not happy.
Who all was in the category?
I think it was Beyoncé, Taylor, I want to say Chapel, Sabrina, Billy. Oh, I don't know who else was nominated. Kendrick might have been, I'm not sure. I don't remember off the top of my head, but...
Okay, I just got a list. It says... Okay, Charlie XCX.
Oh, yeah.
XCX was another one.
That one was surprising to me. I did not think that album should have been nominated.
I'm...
Like, you're telling me that got a nom over Eternal Sunshine?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't listen to her music much.
I don't like it.
It's very much, yeah, like, party.
It's just like EDM,
like
yeah, like...
I don't know, like... Not my vibe, not my vibe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, New Blue Sun, Digest Volume 4. I'm not sure.
Huh?
Anywho, yeah, okay, yeah. And then Beyonce won that. I will say, new artist, Chaperone.
Yeah.
I like that one.
I thought Sabrina was going to win, but I could see it.
Yeah.
I think Chapel was more deserving. Because I think Chapel was technically a newer artist, if that makes sense. Because Sabrina's been making music since she was on Disney. She just,
yes.
like, blew up this year, but yes. I wouldn't say she's, like, a new artist.
That's my thing. I've been listening to Sabrina Carpenter's music since Disney.
Yeah.
Her music was good.
Like, Emails I Can't Send, like, that album was a bop. Like,
uh-huh. I love the song Thumbs.
Oh, my God. Bro.
Oh.
Me.
Twiddling them thumbs. Uh-huh.
Dude, in middle school, literally every single day, I would, like, click on that song, and I'd be like, oh, like, I love this.
Oh.
I ate it up. I feel you on that one, girl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No. I've been standing with her for a long time. For
yeah.
Sure. She's good.
She's good. Fire. Mm-hmm. But I will say, I did really like Chapel's speech, too, when she mm-hmm. accepted it. I don't know if you saw it at all, but I was like, you go, girl.
Yeah. Well, talking about, like, calling out stuff, Millie Bobby Brown... Did you see what she said?
No.
So, I think this was after the Oscars. There was a journalist who, like, said something about her looking older than she actually is.
Oh.
And she put out a video.
Are you serious?
On her Instagram. And she was like, don't expect me to look how I did when I first started Stranger Things.
Yeah. Like, she started when she was, like, 11.
Yeah, like, I'm growing up, and I'm an adult now. Like, let me be.
That's crazy.
So, I was like, pop off, girl.
Bro, I love when celebrities call people out like that.
Yeah, well, it's like, you're dehumanizing them and just making them a product.
Yeah.
Like, it's not.
And, like, I feel like celebrity culture is so weird now, too, because it's, like, people feel like they have a right to know everything about their favorite celebrities. Like, stuff that, like, I don't even have a right to know about my, like, closest friends. You know what I mean? Like, let alone somebody I don't know and only exist, like, they're, I just, like, it, like, makes me so angry.
It's icky.
Like, especially, like, as far as, like, sexuality goes, a lot of times, like, people will try and force celebrities to come out, or...
Kate Connor. That's exactly what happened to him. He was in Heartstopper, and that's, like, LGBTQ.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, what's your sexuality? Are you gay? Are you bisexual? Are you straight? And one day, he was like, he was over it. He was like, y'all shouldn't be invading my space, but this is what I am.
Yeah.
Because you keep asking. So... I felt so bad for him. It's like you're forcing people to give you information that's really not your business.
Yeah, and especially if they don't want to share that information and they're not ready to share that information, they shouldn't have to.
Yes!
Like, I'm a huge Conan Gray fan, and, like, I feel like people, like, on the internet are always, like, speculating about him and, like, all this stuff. Like, let him live his life.
Yeah.
If he wants to tell us about his sexuality, he will. If any celebrity wants to tell us about their sexuality, they will. But if they don't, they don't have to.
Yeah, like, exactly.
You don't have a right to know. That's not your place.
Period.
Makes me angry. I just, like... And especially because celebrities, like, their job is to entertain us. And, like, they have put themselves out there in a way that, like, to make other people happy. And then it's, like, never enough.
No. Yeah.
And I mean, it's ridiculous.
And it sucks, too, because, yeah, there's always going to be the critics, the haters... And then the ones who back them up. And it's just, it's never going to be
you can never or the other. You can never win.
No, never. In anything.
Never enough.
Never, never. There's always going to be one person that's like, no.
Yeah.
You just got to continue on.
Just got to block out the haters.
Block them out.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean... I think a movie that's going to be interesting that's coming out soon is the new Snow White movie.
There's a new Snow White movie coming out?
Yeah, and there's been a ton of backlash with that, too.
Because, shocker.
Well, I'm trying to remember. Oh, Rachel Zegler?
Yes.
Zegler?
Zegler.
I know there's a ton of people who don't like her either.
Really?
So, yeah, a lot of people, for some reason, don't like her. I haven't really followed the whole reason why. But... I, like, first knew her from West Side Story, and she came from, like, Broadway and stuff. But, yeah, a ton of people are, like, not excited for this movie. Or, like, we're gonna be fans of The Witch after this instead of Snow White. I'm, like, there's so much drama everywhere.
It is never that deep.
No, it's not. It's crazy. So, I'm, like, personally, let's just stop remaking movies and just come up with different content.
Dude.
Content.
I cannot deal with the live action remakes of everything. I don't care.
All it is now is like, the movie is we are looking forward to this year. And then it's like, Shrek 6. And
why
Toy
are they
Story
making
7,
a new Shrek movie?
And Impossible, wait.
Mission Impossible 11,000. Like,
can we just get something new?
Yeah, like, this is ridiculous. Yeah. Like, I'm tired. Yeah. I want to watch something I've never watched before.
Yeah.
Like, and then it's always a prequel or a sequel.
Yes.
Or...
yes.
Do we have no original ideas?
I know. The only thing I'm excited for that's, like, a prequel is going to be the Haymitch movie.
The Haymitch movie?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fire.
Because the author, like, finished up the book for him.
Fire. So. I'm also very excited for the second part of Wicked to come out.
Oh, yes.
But that's just me. Oh, I will say live action How to Train Your Dragon. I'm quite excited
for. Ooh, I'm excited for that too.
So.
I saw the trailer and I was like.
Dude, it looks so cool.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Yeah, dude, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Fire. fire.
For sure.
If you were stuck on a desert island, what would be the one movie that you bring?
The one movie I would
bring? Yeah, like your favorite movie of all time.
Favorite movie of all time. I'm going to have to say Coraline.
Oh.
I always fall back on Coraline.
I feel like that's a really controversial answer.
Oh, 100%. You either love it or you
hate it. I'm a Coraline sympathizer. I like that movie.
Good. So many people are like, I watched it when I was younger and it was so scary. And I was like,
it is not scary, bro.
I was like, hello.
Get over it.
No, yeah. I mean, everything about it is so amazing. I love the animation of it and the world building. Fantabulous.
Yeah.
So that one. That one's going to be my pick.
There you go.
Yeah. Or some like really long movie that just.
You watch like 30 minutes of it every day. Like, like Oppenheimer.
Oh my gosh.
Except absolutely not. Absolutely not. Is Oppenheimer going
to
be my movie?
That one will allow me to fall asleep longer on the island to make the days go by faster.
There you go. So actually, maybe it would be useful.
Oh, man.
I think mine would be Now You See Me.
Good movie.
I love that movie. Like,
I think they're making another one. They're making a third one.
Mm-hmm. Don't know how I feel. I'm excited. They're bringing back the original cast, which is good. But,
wow.
Like, you don't need to make a third one. We wrapped up the story. Like, we're good. Yep. Like, mm-hmm. you didn't even need to make a second one.
Nope.
Let's be honest, guys. Like, Now You See Me 1 was the most perfect movie I've ever seen in my life. Why didn't we stop there?
Right. I know.
I also do love Dave Franco. Like, I would drop everything to marry Dave Franco if I could. So, I think that maybe that's also part of why I love that movie. But objectively, it's very good. So,
I would agree. That movie's sick for sure.
There you go. All right, should we move into the question of the week?
Yes.
All right. This one's kind of funny. Okay, if you had a theme song that played every time you entered a room, what would it be and why?
You know what? I'm going to choose.
Yeah.
There's a backstory to this.
Okay.
I'm going to say, I don't remember the exact title, but Rain on My Parade. Like, don't rain on my parade, you know? The reason I say this is because in seventh grade, my AP psych class, I forgot to do a quiz. Mm-hmm. We had online quizzes that were due, like, the night before, like, class or whatever. And I literally forgot to do one of them. And I went up to my teacher. And she didn't know I was, like, in musicals or anything.
Yeah.
And I was like, so, like, if I perform a song for the class, will you open the quiz up for me? And she was like, I guess. She was really chill.
Yeah.
So I literally performed that class. Performed that song for the class.
My God.
And she was like, well, I can tell you really just enjoyed that. It wasn't hard for you at all. And I was like, nope. And then she was like, I'll open up the quiz for you.
Dude, that's fine. Did you do well on the quiz?
Got like 100. It was
boom,
great.
There you go.
Yeah, so I'll say that one just because it's an iconic song and it made something iconic happen. So
there you go. Dude, that is so funny. I love that.
That was like standout. It was so great.
There you go.
Yeah.
Love it. I don't know what mine would be. I feel like I'm, like, toying with the idea of, like, classical music because I think that'd be kind of dope to, like, walk in to, like, Beethoven.
Yes.
Like, I'm trying to think of, like, a good... What's the one that's, like... what is it? Ode to Joy. How does that one go?
Oh.
It's, like... Da-na-na. No, that's not it.
Is that the one that's, like... Dun, 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 dun,
yes! Yeah.
That,
I feel like that would be my, like, walk-in song. Like, I feel like it's kind of epic, but it's not, like, overbearing mm-hmm. in that, like, when I walked into a room, people would be like, who is this chick? Like, who does she think she is? Mm-hmm. But, like, it's, like, chill. Like, I feel like it kind of gives off my vibe.
Goes
like,
with the flow. It's, like, chill, fun.
Yeah.
For a good time. Yeah.
I think that would be mine.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another question.
Yeah.
I just thought of it. It just popped into my brain. What song do you want if you get married? Like, if you walk down the aisle, what song do you want?
I thought about this a lot. I don't think I would go traditional.
Me neither.
I think I would do, like, a beautiful, like, piano version of Daylight by Taylor Swift.
Oh!
I love that song. And, like... Like, mm-hmm. to me, like, that song is, like, what love feels like. And
yeah,
I just, like, it's, like, just such a pretty song. And I, like, oh, it's just amazing. I think that would be my answer. But there's a couple other Taylor Swift songs I've, like, toyed around with, but mm-hmm. I think today that's what I'm going with.
That's fire.
Yeah.
I love it.
What's yours?
I would probably go with the song from Twilight that they get married to. I think it's called Turning Pages or something.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's kind of basic, but kind of not.
I feel like I've never heard that. I also have never seen the Twilight movies, so.
Peyton. Are you choking me?
No.
Oh.
Sorry, guys. I'm really bad with movies. Particularly teenage romance movies.
I think we need to watch them.
Okay.
I think you need to watch them because they are, like, extremely important.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. I think I can commit.
Especially the last two we have to watch today.
Okay.
Well, the last one.
I've seen the baseball scene.
That one's in the first movie.
That's about
that
it.
That one's a good scene. Good scene.
I've also seen the parody movie, Vampires Suck. But I've never actually seen Twilight.
Well, you got to add those 5 movies to your list.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Yeah.
It sounds like a plan.
And then I'll play the songs, though, so you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
After this.
Okay. But. Sounds good.
Cannot believe you haven't watched Twilight.
I deeply apologize.
It's okay.
I realize that's a hole in who I am as a person. I'm going to be honest. Like, but it is what it is.
I'll forgive you.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, I think that about wraps up today's episode. Keeping it short and sweet today.
Yes.
Sabrina Carpenter album. Oops.
Oh.
That was low-key kind of fire, though. I'm not going to lie.
That was good.
Anyways. All right. Well, we will see you next time. And as always, stay tuned in, Tigers.